You are now tuned in, the sheriff says.
Quit lying, bruh.
And that's what's up. Just sit back, relax. I got the show for ya.
Yeah, boy.
Now here we go.
What's up, what's up, what's up, what's up, nigga? That's just what it do, what it be like. Well, you got a problem with me saying, nigga, fuck you, bitch. Fuck you, boy. Bitch, you ain't got shit on this. Boy, I'll rap your ass in a New York minute. I said, what? I said, I'll rap your ass up in a New York minute, sir. That's right. Woo. Boy, we gonna start this off with some fire up in here. I know you like, ah, oh, shit, man, what are you talking about, man?
What are you talking about, man?
Yeah, dude. Yep, that's it. So, I guess Drake is confirming that he's a certified fuckboy. I mean, like, we already knew this. Like, we knew that, you know what I'm saying? Hey, like, look, here's the difference between me and Drake. He come out and say, yeah, I'm a certified fuckboy, nigga. Look at me. Fuckboy, nigga. Yeah. And then people are like, ah, nigga, you a fuckboy. To me, right? But I'm like, all right, so where's your proof? Well, you fucked me and then you fucked me over. Like what? Yeah, okay, yeah, I put my dick in you. And then what did you do with it? Just laid there like you was dead? I mean, I'm just saying. Whatever. Anyways, moving on, because I'm not trying to... How do they say... Let's get over your ex like I just got over your mind. That's a little mashup, I guess. I don't even... That's the first thing that came to mind. Like, I was trying to put it together, but... Yeah, that's just how it came out, nigga. You don't like it? Fuck you, nigga. Oh, fuck you. I mean, I should have had to say that multiple times. But I say it twice more just to make it a... What do they say? Is that a round number? Is that an even number? Is that odd? Like, I don't even give a shit. Fuck math, right? Like, don't get me wrong. I can sit down and do math. But, like, right off the top of my head, nigga, like, fuck you. Like, get out of here. I'm not trying to do 20 million times 500 and tell you the motherfucking answer right off the top of my head. Like, fuck you. Like, you asking me to count on my fingers because math is so dumb and shit. And I know a lot of y'all niggas like, nah, nigga, that's because you dumb. No, I'm not. I just think, look. I just think math is dumb, right? Like, that's just my personal opinion. I think math is dumb. But then I met this dude that was like, yo, nigga, you know, I see you smart with words, man. Listen, hear me rap about this shit. Dude, this dude tells me, that's what I was trying to say, sorry. This dude tells me that he a mathematician, right? Like, he an engineer, mathematician in a body shop or something. Like, he do engines or something, like, whatever. Like, he do mathematician shit, right? And to him, that makes sense, right? And I'm like, okay, you know, he got my attention. He all he had to do was say, like, he like, look, man, I can see you're obviously good with words, but hear me out, right? Like, this nigga rapping about some real shit, he breaking it down, right? You know what I'm saying? And I'm not saying that I would sit around and listen to anybody say this, but it's just this type of nigga, you know what I'm saying? And he like, let me rap to you. It's a Mexican dude. It's a wetback dude, all right? He's Mexican. He Mexican wetback dude. All right, homes. Hey, look, hold up. I gotta stop this real quick. Because I wasn't planning on saying this right now, but it's just gotta come out. Look. I was on the game called Nebula Realms, right? Yo, this dude just starts talking shit, like mad shit. Like, I seen this guy, like, confronting this other guy that I've been talking to, right? And that dude was well behaved in front of me, right? Like, he was chill. We were just chilling. And there was a chick there. Yeah, there was a girl there. And he's just chilling, right? It ain't no thing. And we just talking about anime, right? He wasn't trying to flirt with this chick. Ain't no weird, right? No weird shit, right? We was just chilling. Talking about anime. You can go and look at the stream, right? But there's this other stream. The stream, like, look, I deleted the stream because the audio was terrible. And I felt like it was the quality. I didn't want you to watch the quality. Because I don't give a fuck. Like I said, I came over here and I'm all like wetback, right? Like, so what, right? But anyways, this dude come in, he all like, Oh, he's talking to the other guy, right, that I was with the other night. Because I was like, hey, man, aren't you that guy that we was talking about, you know, anime? You know, because this is the anime that I was really talking about that we couldn't find, that I was trying to tell you about that was amazing, right? Voices of a Distant Star is what it's called. Go check it out. It'll change your life. But anyways, you know, so I was telling him about it. Like, he was behaving, blah, 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 right? Like, we was just chilling, right? Big chilling. But we're on the beach, right, in the game. What was it, yesterday or the day before? And this dude that I already don't like, because he just like this, right? This is how the little motherfucker is on the game, right? Annoying as shit, right? He comes up and he's all like, he sees this dude, I guess, with his girlfriend, right? I didn't even know he was dating anybody, you know? Like, we don't talk about it. Like, it's not important, right? Like, I'm not trying to be all up in your shit like that. Like, you know what I mean? And so this dude is on that guy's shit list, right? He walks up and he's all like, hey, man, ain't you the guy that be cheating on your girlfriend behind her back and blah, blah, blah. Knowing that the girl is right there. The girl is right there, right? Like, pull her to the side or something. Pull y'all to the side. Like, do you got to start that bullshit drama in front of God and everybody? Like, I'm trying to be on a video game and have a good time, right? And this motherfucker come over here and want to wipe his ass with everybody, right? I'm just like, nigga, fuck you. Like, get the fuck off my beach, bitch. Like, straight, get the fuck off my beach. Either block me or get the fuck out of here, you twerp. Because I'm tired of reading this bullshit. Because I know better, right? I seen the guy doing better, right? Now, I'm not backing him up. Maybe he did it. But he kept asking for proof, and the guy would never come through. He would, oh, I got screenshots, but then he would never send them. And so I just went right up in his face on the game. And I'm like, get the fuck off my beach, bitch. I'm tired of this shit. Exchange phone numbers. Do whatever the fuck you gotta do. But get it the fuck off of my beach, bitch. Fuck. Guess what? He got it the fuck up off of my beach. The motherfucker disappeared his ass right in front of my face. Bye, ho. Bye. 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 You know? But then this one motherfucker is just like it's already happened, right? The guy has got the fuck out of my face and off my chat and off my beach with his shit, right? He respected my wishes. And all I really gotta say to these motherfuckers is like, you don't fucking hear too good, do you, motherfucker? I said, get the fuck up off my beach, bitch. And so this fucking dude with a pumpkin head, you know what I'm saying? You know, fucking pumpkin head, you know? He got a pumpkin head avatar on. And he just like squatting down on top of this fucking fold-out chair, right? Like a fucking lounge chair at the side of the pool, right? One long one, right? And he's squatting down on top of it. Like not even sitting on it, not even laying on it, not standing to the side of it. No, the motherfucker is like kneel, like squat down like he's Spider-Man or some shit. With a fucking pumpkin head. So he starts talking shit to me, like mad shit. And I was like, fuck you, wetback. Because he started cussing at me in Spanish like I don't know Spanish. And I was like, oh yeah? Chinga tu madre, puto. What now, bitch? You know, what now, ese? I don't give a fuck. Bitch, I'll speak your language. I don't give a fuck about your native tongue, nigga. You talking to an English motherfucker, right? That's what they call people like me, right? Me and you, all of us, right? We all English, right? Because we here and we speak in English, right? We're English, okay? So speak English to me, motherfucker, or I will tear your head off in Spanish. Like, it's just, it's that easy, nigga. Like, don't fucking disrespect me. Don't come on my motherfucking beach and talk shit. He had no, like, that conversation had no fucking capacity for him. So guess what I said? Get the fuck off my beach, bitch. And he started saying that wetback shit to me again. Fuck you, wetback. Now, that's not a racial slur. That's a fucking compliment. That's me saying you're a hardworking motherfucker. You will sweat your ass off for a fucking buck. Probably a lot harder than me. But you know what? He didn't even take that as a fucking, as an insult either. That's the funny thing about it. Because a nigga knows. He knows. Now, if I'd have called him a fucking beaner, see, that's where a motherfucker is crossing the line. See, but I know better. Just like I would never call a nigga a nigger. Ever. Like, what the fuck? Like, are you crazy? Are you fucking stupid? Like, what has that black person done to deserve being called that? Did they do some nigger shit? Well, then shut the fuck up. Innocent until proven guilty. Dude, this whole fucking world right now And I'm pretty sure that's probably the way it's always been, and we just never really even realized it because we don't understand the past, right? Because we weren't there, right? We weren't there. We got the books, right? But a lot of us niggas don't even fucking read it. Y'all rather read about Sumerian and Anunnaki and all the Babylonian fuckboy dumbass bullshit that don't fucking exist, bruh. It don't fucking exist. Dinosaurs. Yeah, okay. Okay, pal. All right. Now, I'm not saying there wasn't big-ass fucking reptiles. Sure, look at a fucking alligator, right? But a fucking dinosaur, bro. Yeah. I'm calling bullshit on that one. I'm calling bullshit on that one. Woolly mammoths? Yeah. Yeah, I believe in woolly mammoths. Yeah, that's possible. An elephant with extra hair. That seems relevant. Relatable. Right? Very relatable. Brontosaurus and all that dumb shit? Nah, bro, you lost me, bro. T-Rexes, you hella lost me. Jurassic Park, what the fuck was that? Don't get me wrong, it was good production, right? It was a cool movie. The fuck is it, though? You weren't fucking alive back then. You don't fucking know. You didn't dig up these fucking bones. Giants? Yeah, sure. It's in the fucking Bible. Great dragons? Yes. Dragons and serpents are in the Bible. But dinosaurs? Nah. Just like the rapture doesn't exist in your precious Bible. Right? Now, don't get me wrong. I really agree with a lot of the things that are in the quote-unquote Bible, but I read the Sefer, Sepher.net. Like, go get it. Go check it out. Go get the app. It's way cheaper than a book. If you're just looking for a cheap Bible real quick, that's as accurate as can be, has all the missing stuff, yeah, you should at least check it out. I'm in no way promoting it. I'm just saying, like, this is, instead of quote-unquote the Bible, where the quote-unquote Bible could not change my life for the better, the Sefer can and does. Has put me in connection, like a fine-tuned connection with God. And so, that's another point that I like to try to make right now. I drank the other night, like two nights ago. You know, I did things I wouldn't normally do. You know, usually whenever I get drunk, I'm yelling at the top of my lungs, trying to record a song. You know what I mean? Like, it's just like, I'm letting loose. I'm having fun. I'm doing stuff I don't normally do, right? Because usually it's serious. I'm sitting down. I'm trying to get it perfected. But I just let it all out and did a social, did a System of a Down song, Chop Suey. Sorry, I just really don't like that band. So I don't hardly ever say their name. But, you know, and I noticed that the day after, I was just not in tune with God. It wasn't that I was hungover. I felt great, right? No headache, no nothing. It just happens to be a type of alcohol that doesn't have any really horrible effects on you, I guess. As far as a hangover goes. Now, don't get me wrong. You're going to get fat from drinking it because it's all sugar, right? But, you know, as far as a hangover goes, like, there just wasn't no bad effect. But I was not in tune with the Creator. Like, our relationship wasn't right there. I was on the phone with somebody, and we prayed, and I felt like I was rushing through the prayer. My feelings were not in it. I was not there. I'm just this ghost in a shell who's just reacting instead of having responses. You feel me? And that's why I do not advocate drinking. This is my first time drinking in probably years. I don't even remember the last time I got drunk. I think it was at a bar a while back. Dude, I haven't even been to a bar in a long time. I just don't go out anymore. I just don't. I mean, you know, if you're trying to find me, you got your work cut out for you, boo-boo. But look, I posted this meme on Facebook. And the meme on Facebook shows them holding a vial and it says, COVID-19, where's the sample of the virus? And if you can't provide the sample and it doesn't exist, then what's in the cure, or what they call the cure? You know what I'm saying? What's in the shot? What's in the vaccination? Suggesting that it's full of toxins and this and that, right? Well, on Facebook, one of their little fact checker bitches was like, oh, that's not true, because the AP says that there was one. And the AP says that's not true. There was a sample of the virus. And so I'm like, oh yeah, this I gotta fucking see. So I clicked it, right? I went to the article. And so Associated Press says there's a sample of the virus. But there's no proof. Anybody can say that. Anybody can come along and say, oh yeah, oh it exists, it's there, oh yeah. So I mean, like, AP says there's a sample of the virus, it's in China, and you just gotta trust us on that one. Get the fuck out of here. Wow. You know, what's really funny is that taking in the caboosey little boosy fag ass and Lil Dick in the ass, Lil Nas X, whatever. They he bitch slap fighting. You heard me right. They he bitch slap fighting on social media. You know, this is just like when Post Malone attacked Bieber because he wanted sole possession of that P. Diddy long money dick. At least that's the way I saw that situation. But speaking of long money, wait a minute, Dong Money. Nah, fuck, I can't even remember this little fucking nigga's name. The fuck is his name, bro? I even came all the way unglued on this bitch made nigga, and I can't even remember her name. I mean, since y'all into pronouns and shit, fucking pansy ass generation of cucks, get in line, y'all all conforming and performing oral on each other, cause y'all some gay little jail niggas, I guess. And fuck is his name? I actually had to look on my Twitter because this corny little nigga is so fucking insignificant. Oh yeah, that's right. Lil Coochie Twerp. Lil Uzi Vert. Think he Satan and shit. These niggas think they really the devil right now. And watch like Owen Shore be like, oh yeah nigga, I seen it. He really is the devil, nigga. Alright, calm down. Calm down, Owen Shore. Like, we know that you probably in on that shit and you witnessed it and whatever. Now, I'm not saying I'm Batman, but me and him never been in the same room before.
If you enjoy listening to this podcast, then you're in luck. There's plenty more for you here. All you gotta do is visit sheriffsays.com and then scroll. Ooh, I like that. And then click play.